Okay, well, what can I tell you?
Who are you? What are you doing here? How
What am I
did you
doing
get
here?
here?
Yeah, well, what happened is my parents moved here to Italy when I was a kid, and I started playing guitar when I was a child. And there are two very famous people in Italy in the 60s called Rita Pavone
Yes.
and Teddy Reno.
Yeah.
And they saw me play and they became my managers. And then I started doing shows. I made some albums when I was 16 and 17. And then I started working for Sony Music as an author, as an artist.
But albums where? Albums here in Italy
In
or
Italy,
law?
yeah, in Italy. And I did some things in the States as a session musician. And I've always been doing this. And then I went back to England for 10 years, got married, stopped doing music and all that because I'd lost inspiration. I was always in these pop songs and stuff like that, which was getting particularly boring. And then somebody showed me Antonio Forchione when I was in London, and I went to see him play
Right.
live. And that was
So.
about 2 years ago. And I just realized I had to pick my acoustic guitar back up
Right.
and work at it. So it was basically seeing Antonio Forchione and Tommy Manuel, and understanding that what you have to do is just go and play live and not wear a mask, not trying to be anything, just
Right.
play and see what happens. So that's what I've been doing.
So you were here for the masterclass with Fortuny this year,
I was, yes.
and last year as well.
No, last year, no. A good mate of mine was there last year, but I met Antonio for the first time last year, which was good. He's such a nice, warm human
See,
being.
he's a nice man. He's
He
a
really
nice man.
is.
Yeah.
And so that was the other wonderful thing, is that when you meet somebody who's a favorite of yours and they are actually that humble, you learn a lot from that, from the attitude, from the approach.
Sure.
That's it's really enjoyable.
And the technique, your playing technique. I was listening to one song you've just finished on stage, which was the U2 song.
Yeah.
Like a wall of sound coming out of your guitar. It was incredible. And I couldn't quite. There were some bass lines. You were putting some bass lines in
That's
there. Some
right.
I don't know where the hell you were getting those bass lines from.
It
There was
hurts. It hurts your fingers a
yeah.
lot because you actually
You're
stretch your middle
stretching them
finger across.
across the
Yeah,
top
I know, it's
to hit the bass,
ridiculous.
which was. Very, very strange looking while it was going on, but it was like a wall of sound. There was bass line going on, there was the rhythm going on, and then there was even lead
Well,
across the
that's
top.
I don't want to sound unhumble because I am humble. I love music and I love it when it sounds great. And because everybody and their cat can play guitar,
Sure.
if you turn up with an acoustic guitar, it's nice to try and do something that's different and try and get the rhythm, because I think people respond mostly to melody and rhythm. And so I think about a bass line to keep the rhythm
Right.
and just keep the rest of it going and trying to get that working,
I
which
watched it the other night as well. You were playing with somebody else. You were playing with I can't
Silvio.
remember Sylvia. That's who it
Silvio,
was.
we've
Yeah,
been mates for 25 years.
And you were doing a strange thing with a foot pedal, which wasn't a foot pedal.
There's a piece of wood with a microphone in
Right, but
it.
it was working perfectly. There was that great space, bump, 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 just working perfectly.
Again, that's about rhythm. I think people, I respond to rhythm. It's the one thing you do,
Sure.
and that's really enjoyable. It's great. And last night was a bit, to me, it was a bit more special in a way because I like the repertoire I did with Silva so much, and I feel it's just great. It's music, and when it works, you know it's working, and it's such a wonderful thing. And it doesn't matter if it's three people, 15 or 20 or hopefully 100. It doesn't matter. It's just
Well,
playing.
that's what shone out last night as well. There
Yeah.
was the enjoyment behind the two musicians working while you were both working.
But
It was
it's
good.
fantastic. It's so enjoyable. But it takes a lot of discipline. That's the thing. I used to always try and look for shortcuts and ways to do it. And then I realized, no, you've actually got to sit down. I play about
Work
four or
hard at
five
it.
hours a day.
Yeah.
As of January, when I sort of decided that I really want to become a good guitarist, I said, right, because I'm single now too, that really helps. You sort of get up in the morning and you play guitar, you get home in the evening and cook and play guitar. And so I'm really happy about it. And also, I noticed the response, which is really wonderful. So I could be happy if I made money out of doing this, but otherwise.
Well, let's talk about that just for one second. So how does it work being a professional musician in Italy? Because as far as I can see, it's very, very difficult.
Sadly, I'm not a professional musician. I call myself semi-pro. I used to be a touring musician.
Right.
I worked on over 20 albums, which are all on major labels, including one that came out last week. But what I want to do now is just build. I think because there's a whole series of people who are tired of pop music, are tired of what you hear on the radio or things that are made for phones instead
Sure.
of a. I think live music is where it's at. It's going out with a guitar, doing your best. just live. In front of, it doesn't matter who it is. Word of mouth will go around if you do.
I'm convinced too. I'm also convinced that's where the money is these days, strangely enough.
I hope so, yeah.
It's where it used to be, the records, the discs, and that was the revenue maker.
That's the thing.
It's no longer the revenue maker. The revenue maker is now probably live.
It's that, I think so too. Yeah. It's also very, very difficult though, if, as I said, if you're just an acoustic guitarist, to convince people that it's worthwhile hiring you, because everybody plays guitar.
Sure.
So you have to prove your worth. I mean, it's funny, we did a show, it was Chocker, as it were, a couple of months ago with Christiana.
Mm.
And at the end of the show, it was like, oh, you guys are great. And it's always nice to hear that. And then the organizer came around and said, here's 50 euros.
Mm.
And, you know, you guys should be professional. And so I showed him the 50 euro note and said, this is why I'm not.
Yeah.
But it happens. It takes time. And it doesn't matter. I'm 38 now, but it doesn't matter. You just got to keep at it, because it's a love as well. And if it's something develops, great. But otherwise, just keep the discipline going.
Sure.
And do it because you love it. And then just hope for the best.
What about moving out of Italy? I mean, do you think this is the place to make professional music?
No, I don't. I don't necessarily think that's the case. The thing is, I love Italy. I love Italy very much. I spent 10 years living in London as well, quite recently. It's just a different feel here.
Mm.
I've got to say, there is one thing about Italians. I need to actually say this in Italian, because it gets better. Sono esterofili.
Certo.
So if you have two people of equal talent, they'll... I mean this with a smile, and they'll go, ah, ragazzo inglese, bravo. You know, you have this thing going on.
Sure.
So I take a little bit advantage of that when I can. But should you know he's English? Oh, he must be good then.
There was that feeling around. I mean, in the 80s there was as well, definitely.
There was, I think that's how I got my first record deal. Yeah. I think Ted Guerrero said, well, but he's English.
He's English.
And I had hair at the time.
Yeah.
So it helped. And,
No,
it's immensely enjoyable. And if you come and play a place like Barga, you know, last night there was a special feeling, especially. And what more can you ask for at the moment?
There's a very educated audience. Educated is a heavy word, but a very educated, musically educated audience in Barga. There's a jazz club here that is is very, very strong. There's live music here all the time. People it's not just like going into an ordinary small town and playing here.
I was aware of that.
These people are very, very aware of what's going on.
That's why I was particularly nervous about last night.
Mm.
But I thought, you know, just go there and do what you know how to do.
No, it was good. It was a good night. And tonight as well.
Yeah.
And your singer tonight, she's got a great voice.
She's fantastic. Yeah. She's fantastic.
Where's she based? She's from Pisa.
She's from Pisa, yeah. She has a little cover band there, and she has a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
I know. I would like to, with her, it would be so nice to move away from the sort of rock and roll songs.
Mm.
Keep all the rhythm and everything going, but something a little more interesting than Brian Adams.
Sure.
But it's only our third show together. The guy's playing
really?
With... Yeah, that's our third show tonight.
Wow, that's interesting, because there was a good makeup, there's a good mix of stuff going on,
yeah.
A good feeling between...
Which is why we also have a couple
of
rock numbers in there, because we haven't had time
you're
to really...
You're still playing around with what you're going to do.
Yeah. For example, Hallelujah, we practiced... Well, it's a common song, people
sure.
know it.
Sure,
but
sure.
We've never actually played it in rehearsal from beginning to end.
Sure.
And so that way that's when it works, I think, is when it's live and you have to depend on each other.
Sure. But especially because you haven't got a rhythm section. You are the rhythm section. which makes a lot of hard work.
She said
but
that.
But it works.
She said that. She said, you know, devo imparare a suonare con te perché ogni volta non so dove vai a finire.
No.
It's like... but I love playing with her as well, because she's got such a strong voice. And I think as she develops into this, she's going to relax more, you know, and she's going to take a more, I don't know, she's going to get a better voice. She's got such a good voice.
Mm.
So I just really want to see her develop. I would like to see the thing develop.
I looked on your site. You've got various dates coming up shortly. You've got, you've just done a few. Are you going to Perugia?
No, I went to the... not Ferrara, was
Ferrara
it?
Ferrara was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the international. I got accredited for that. Wow, that's a surprise. Like,
so what's coming up next?
Next
where can people go to see you?
Well, the next one is going to be in Pisa on Thursday. Then I'm playing the Notte Bianca of Pontedera on Saturday.
Pontedera, that was the one.
I'm actually going to be doing that solo.
Yeah.
And then it's off to Lindisfarne.
Wow.
on the 6th and 7th of October to go and play there, because I'm going to do some recording. I thought I'd like to go and record somewhere that's going to inspire me.
Right.
And then I'm doing Belgium on the 30th of October.
Huh.
And that's all done by, you know, Facebook phoning, sending CDs across, and looking up at the cheapest Ryanair flights and working out, well, I can get over there for about 60 euros. You know, can you give me 60 euros and a cup of tea? And
then you're in.
That's right.
You're on to a winner.
And then you hope to do well and maybe up the cachet next time.
Gradually.
Yeah.
But great to talk with you. I look forward to you coming back to Baga
shortly. I hope so, yeah.
A lot of possibilities here.
That'd be great. Somebody was telling me last night about the Soul Festival or something like that.
There was a Soul Festival 2 years ago. Yeah, it ran for 2 years. And at the Jazz Club is actually jazz and soul. There's a big soul movement in Italy now over the last 3 years maybe. It's incredible. There's some great soul classics being played.
Wow.
Where are people pulling this stuff out of? It's very strange.
I went to one of the jazz clubs recently here after the Jazz Barga. Somebody said it wasn't quite in Barga, it was a few miles out. But the stunning musicianship.
Oh, well, that you're going to find. I mean, there are incredible.
Well, but that's what you want to do. I mean, you have these incredible technical musicians, and occasionally you get these people who come out who aren't necessarily have technical brilliance, but you hear a personality in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that really stand out.
Benny, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.